T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
We were talking to Jalen yesterday, so we're listening to him, and there was something going on in the background of the conversation.
Just really of what the injury is.
Jalen, do we need a battery replacement for that smoke detector?
That's very consistent in this house for me. As you can tell, I didn't even hear.
The level of acceptability in your home when you did not have a significant other to answer to in the home. I lived in a pretty nice place in Kansas City. It wasn't that expensive because nothing in Kansas City was that expensive, but I had to get out and find a new place kind of quickly. Mm-hmm. The new spot wasn't great. My sink was extra storage.
Oh.
I had literally I just had no use for the kitchen sink. It was just like, it was just like there was like a phone charger in there, and I had like a speaker like wire.
Did you not use the sink for normal sink things?
What would you need the sink for?
Washing your hands?
I'm not coming in here unless this pitch dye is cleaned up.
I can see this. I can see this, knowing Danny.
Steve is in Elgin.
I like to smoke inside my house. I'll smoke a little joint. I put all my joints in the sink because I'm scared I'm going to start a fire by throwing them in the trash. My friend comes in from out of town, and he's like, hey, are you saving these joint roaches? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you got like 5 joint roaches just sitting here in your sink. I'm like, to be honest, I just clean out my sink at the end of the month. So no, I'm not saving those. You can throw them out now. They're definitely out.
That's not where you keep them.
Your bachelor pad. Have you even had a girl up here?
No. But Joey has, and I usually talk to them in the morning time.
How many times have you shoved the garbage can down, hoping to compress it a little bit more before you actually have to take the trash out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I expect, Danny, you still do that every day today. Or Martha takes it out for you.
No. Trash is one of my chores. I will say,
the first house I have to show you is a handyman's dream.
Please don't tell anyone how I live.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's Justin Fields Day. It's Wednesday. It's a Moby Ditka Day. Mark Grody with the Bears Report on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book.
Hey, Groats, I have never seen our boy Danny Parkins more excited by a piece of music than he was right there.
I love hearing it.
This theme, it means you. It means Bears.
Football.
It's incredible. It gets me pumped up, man. Whatever I need, I get out of that open every time I come on with you guys. It's incredible.
Good. It's good to talk to you. You know, we don't know how much show we're gonna have the next 2 days, so we've been very football heavy today. What do we need to know from Hal Saul?
Yeah, let's jam into it. The Bears had a shorter practice today, and according to Matt Eberflus, that was in the name of staying fresh, having played 3 straight games. He says that they will do that from time to time, and we will get to Justin Fields, but let's get to the freshest stuff of the day. I was just in the Bears locker room, and here we go again with Velus Jones Jr., who has not played a single game this year, the third-round rookie. If you needed the refresher, he did practice today on that hamstring injury. He was limited, but I think, and you guys can tell me if you agree or not, I think this is about as encouraging as we've ever heard Velus Jones Jr.
my heart, my head, my soul in it. But, you know, if my hammy is not in it, you know, that's an issue. Every week, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting on the field. And so, you know, like I said, we're just going to stack every day, each day at a time.
What do they tell you to look for? Like, how are you going to know when it's finally calmed down and ready?
Well, that would be me and the trainer, Andre. You know, we'll communicate that. You know, we talk each and every day. And so just sticking to the game plan, building up to that.
Is this the best you have felt, though?
Yeah, most definitely.
So in your head, you'd be good to go to play a full football game?
That's always in my head. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So there's no difference then, really, on this Wednesday than, like, last Wednesday, or is there?
No, I felt really good today. So, like I said, you know, I keep communicating, make sure I'm doing what I can for this team, rehabbing and getting myself back 100% so I can give them my all on Sundays.
Man, I forgot how much I like hearing that guy talk when he's right and feeling good.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, Grody, that's very, very positive.
Saying the words, I felt really good today when I did the follow-up there, that was I felt like that was his way of saying, wink, wink, I'm ready.
Still listed as limited on the injury report today, so we'll monitor as he goes. But if he gets the full, obviously he's playing, and if he's limited Thursday and Friday, he'll probably be questionable, and hopefully we get the Velus Jones debut. We'd like to see him unlock the passing game and some special teams performance. He's an incredible athlete. What's next, Grody?
Yeah, we'll go on to Darnell Mooney. You know, Darnell Mooney, you know, famously now spent about an hour with the Jugs machine catching passes after the win over the Texans because he thought he didn't feel well. So this is the Darnell Mooney follow-up wellness check on him. Here's Darnell.
Kind of drunk ball, and just frustrated.
Yeah.
As well,
yeah. Did you feel better when it was done or not?
No. Still a little frustrated now. Just overall, just not happy about my performance at all. Just had the opportunities, you know, had some chances to, you know, to make some type of play, and just didn't be me.
So was it more than just that one drop?
I mean, yeah, it was that overall, and just not me, you know, being a big playmaker for the team. It was just, I mean, offensively, I didn't think I helped out as much as I planned to, and I mean, without Eddie defense and Roquan on the last one, it's like, what did we really do besides running it? Running it is absolutely amazing. So, just passing game wise, I was just overly frustrated, just not being a playmaker that I planned to be.
Yeah, these guys talked a lot before the season about, you know, we want to prove people wrong. We see the rankings of worst skill position group, worst offense, and all of that, and passing wise, they're exactly what everybody predicted. I wonder if that's settling in on any of these guys.
Yeah, and, you know, Darnell Mooney had said in a conversation that I had with him right before that first game, if you guys remember, he was all excited about opening up the playbook, tired of running the same three or four plays that they did during the preseason. And now here they are, obviously running more than three or four plays that they did in the preseason, but there seems to be zero connection between Justin Fields and Darnell Mooney at this moment. As a matter of fact, why don't we go to Justin Fields and see what he has to say specifically about his struggles with Darnell Mooney. And for context, if people need it, four catches for 27 yards this year for Mooney. But here's Justin Fields on that.
Is there anything different or anything going on offensively, defensively, what they're showing you that's not going to translate to the regular season?
Still have the connection. You know, we're not going to force it. I feel like, you know, y'all talking about it, you know, I was staring him down a few too many times in the game. So, you know, and you know, he probably told me that too. Like, bro, don't try to force anything. Just let it all come. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, you know, when you know the time comes, that time will come. But,
you know, it's interesting, Groats, because I know he talked about how he was looking for Darnell Mooney on the deep corner route on the play where he ended up running for the 29 yards. And the all 22s of that play show you a wide open EQ St. Brown and another person wide open going short there. There's so much that's possible, but he's locked in sometimes, as he says right there. What a tricky balance for a young quarterback.
Yeah, and he was asked too, Spiegs, about that, the idea of being a little bit trigger shy and not wanting, like, even if he sees it, he's not throwing it. And what could that be a product of? Of course, he didn't give any sort of substantive answer on that. He didn't say, well, no, I'm afraid to pull the trigger. But we've seen it, where we've seen his eyes in the right area. We've seen him seemingly know that the guy was open, but not throw the football. You know, we haven't really gotten the answer to what that's all about at this point. You know, he doesn't think that there, Justin Fields doesn't think like he's afraid to throw the ball in those spots. But you got to believe that there is a little bit of hesitation, and maybe his own eyes playing tricks on him, and overthinking it sometimes too, like thinking that, okay, he's wide open, but what am I missing? Am I missing, is there a safety somewhere around there spying right now? Like, so I do think that there's been a little bit of, you know, I don't know if fear is the right word, hesitation, I think, in Justin Fields when it comes to making those big throws at times in the game. But I'd like to think that he is going to eventually see those wide open guys.
We played a decent amount of Fields to lead the show, Grody, and he sounded down after being kind of pissed at himself but strong after the Texans game, and then more open in the middle of the week session after the Packers game, when he sounded down in the post game from the Packers game, right? It's been kind of like a back and forth in Fields' tone the last four times he's gotten in front of a microphone. Did the Bears beat, did you guys talk about it, that he seemed kind of short and annoyed and down today?
Yeah, depressed. I mean, that was the word that I think was used by a lot of people. It just seemed depressed about the whole thing. But we've seen him like this before. I was surprised that he wasn't a little bit more upbeat, and that's only based on the press conference from last week, where he kind of said that he wants to be that one. He wants to share more, and that maybe he needs to be a little bit, you know, more thorough in his explanations. And he was not like that at all. What one thing that I thought he did give a pretty decent answer to was the question of who does he talk to after bad games.
You know, I've had bad games before. This isn't my first bad game that I've ever had. So, again, just looking at the past, you know, what can you do to get better? What can you do to improve? Just, you know, how you look at situations that, you know, maybe have you had in the past like this, and what you do to respond to it. So, you know, we have a guy here for mental health. So, you know, if I'm ever down that bad, I can go talk to him. But, you know, really just, you know, just learning from your mistakes, knowing that you're not going to be perfect, and just, you know, moving on, and just, you know, accepting the fact that, you know, we won the game. You know, it's easier to, you know, correct mistakes after a win than a loss, of course. So, you know, just correcting each and every mistake, and, you know, just trying to be better in every aspect.
All right. Listen, I think it's a good answer, and obviously take advantage of any mental skills, things that you could do, mental health resources that the team provides. I think of Justin Fields, if I would use adjectives to describe him, confident would be among the first five that I would use. So that is kind of jarring to see him down like that, even though he obviously has every reason to be down.
Right, not this week. Not this week. Confident, and that makes sense. Hey, Grody, what's the schedule? What was the schedule today? Like, were they looking at film before he came in? Were they talking about game plan for this coming week before they came in? Because they practiced after he spoke, correct?
Yeah, well, the schedule has been, like, here's what it is. Before, you know, in the morning, they do a walkthrough. Then Eberflus around 12:15 and Justin Fields speak to us, and then they have their practice.
Okay.
So the guys speak before the practice speaks, and then after that we get into the locker room, and there we are. So that's been pretty standard. But I do have this, I wish he was peppier. There's no doubt about it. Like up there, but this is the way he was last year. Although it's easy to read into and say, well, he's just depressed about, you know, playing badly by his own admission, and we all know that he did not play well. But this is the way he was in press conferences last year too. I mean, it's just like speaking to the media at large just does not seem to be his favorite thing yet. And there's time, you know, there's time for that to develop for sure. But it's easy to look into today and say, wow, he was really down. But this is the tone that he took today is sort of the tone that he's had just in just about every press conference except for last Wednesday's.
Right, and that's why it felt more notable, was because he had kind of said publicly that he was going to try to change the tone a bit. But again, not a huge deal, actions over words, but it was notable to you guys. It was notable to us, at least today.
For sure.
What about for Matt Eberflus? What do we need to know?
Here's a really good thing that is building on Matt Eberflus's resume with the Bears, albeit through just the three games. The team has allowed only 12 points in the second half, zero TDs to go along that. So it seems like Eberflus is a pretty good in-game coach so far. Take a listen to him on this one.
We do make adjustments, you know, obviously in-game adjustments, in-game tactics where you're changing, adjusting, you know, fixing an issue that you might have in a series, you know, series by series. You know, halftime for us is very organized. We have a lot of information given to the players from up top. And the way we do it, I'm not going to disclose all that, but I think it's very good. And the players know exactly what's going to come in the second half in terms of what we're going to call and how we're going to attack an offense. And that's just we've had that in place for quite a few years now.
Wow. So that's him talking about the defensive structure, how he and Alan Williams and others. I would assume that's true as well for Luke Getsy and the offensive structure. But it, either way, that sounds very organized and thorough in a good way.
Yeah, and here we go
competent.
Again. Unlike guys, things from the Matt Nagy era, where they come out in the third quarter, and it was usually excruciating in the third quarter and in the second half in general. And then, of course, Matt Eberflus has a plan at halftime that we can't talk about, and that, you know, it's very Matt Eberflus, but it's also very encouraging and nice to hear, because usually we're always hungry for that. Like, what was the adjustment? What was going on at halftime? What was said? And I feel like we never get good answers on that. That's about as good as I've heard in a long time from somebody.
Yeah. You know, file that one away.
Yeah.
Jalen's share stuff. So maybe he can give us some insight into, what's it like at a halftime with this coach compared to previous coaches that you've had in the pros or college. Like, how do you get your information for in-game adjustments, that sort of thing?
We had so much fun yesterday, Groats, with the Jalen-inspired topic that you also suggested. About, like, the stuff that you just allowed to happen as a bachelor. My favorite, I think, was the guy who just kept sleeping on the sleeper sofa, even though the wires were poking through, and eventually it poked him so hard on the perineal nerve that he was temporarily paralyzed and had to miss work for 3 months. He's okay now.
That's hilarious. I would like to clear mine up yesterday, because I was listening, and Parco, I appreciate you giving my submission, but it seemed like nobody really understood. So when I was in college, my roommate and I had so many dishes pile up in our kitchen, like just as like 3 weeks worth of dishes not done. We were having company that night, like we're having a little happy hour. We're like, oh crap, what are we going to do? We took all the dishes, put them into the bathtub, dumped a bunch of Tide in there, and just soaked them in there. And we felt, we felt great about ourselves. Like little pieces of spaghetti floating around in the bathtub and mold. And
that is efficient.
Grody, why Tide over dish soap?
Well, we didn't have any dish soap, Zane.
That's why.
I think only one of us had any Tide or anything extra. So that's what we're like. We looked at it and said, can we do this? And we allowed, is it bad if we put Tide? No, just do it.
Soap is soap.
Yeah, why coffee filters over toilet paper for that text from yesterday? Because you didn't have toilet paper.
Exactly. You got to do what you got to do. You guys got time for one more fun Matt Eberflus cut?
Yeah, we love fun.
Let's do.
I know this is the fun show.
It's a novel concept we're trying.
Hey Grody, which shows aren't as fun specifically?
Oh come on.
You know what? I'm not going to reveal my fun show rankings at this point, but you guys are doing great. Let's just put it that way.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun.
We do.
Yeah, you guys are doing really well in that category,
thanks,
just so you know. The Flus talked about the opportunities for more. What?
You're awesome.
I was just thinking about the rankings.
Sounds like you guys have an idea. Would you guys like to suggest the rankings? I mean, if you'd like, go ahead.
Us 1, Bernstein and Holmes 2, Mullion Hall 3.
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys realize this, but I do a dance party with Molly and Haw. On my hits, like I did this morning. I'm on with them in the 7 o'clock hour every Wednesday, and it's a dance party. So don't be so sure.
You bring the fun. You bring the fun. That's good.
Exactly. So just you guys are doing fine. You're doing just fine.
Thank you, sir.
Eberflus on more turnovers off of the footballs that they should have picked up. Listen to the Flus.
Is there a right technique to use when falling on a fumble?
Yes.
What is that?
I'm not going to say. But yes, we have a, what we call a city fumble and a country fumble. You know, so a city fumble. I know you guys will eat this up. I'm sure it'll be all over. So city fumbles, you know, picture yourself in downtown Chicago, right? It's all crowded in there. Well, you need, there's a way to dive on that. And then a country fumble is wide open spaces. That's when you have to, you know, you bend your ankles, knees, and hips, scoop and score, and then go up the numbers. And we always have a wall we're turning up the numbers. But there's a lot that goes into it.
I have heard that before.
I have too. It's great.
It's so good. And I had to Google because I'm like, wait a minute. I've been here. I've been in this chair, a chair just like this one, and heard somebody talking about city fumble and country fumble. And there's lots of references out there. I love it. It makes all the sense in the world. It really does.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, it's great.
And I think he said he wasn't going to get into it, and then I guess he revealed it. So that was nice of Matt Eberflus. I appreciated
that. That was just a little country humor.
Yeah, that's my guy.
That is your guy.
That is your guy. Yes. Can we have some delicious Bears nuggets, please?
Absolutely. Dick Butkus was in the building yesterday hanging out with the coaches. Matt Eberflus said that he showed him on up to his office, showed him around the place, and apparently it was just a big hit having Dick Butkus in the building that he helped to build. David Montgomery did not practice today because of the ankle, while Jalen Johnson, your guy, was also held out with a quad. Roquan Smith limited in practice because of his quad injury. Matt Eberflus not pleased with the fact that the Bears have only 6 sacks in 3 games. Judging from Monday Night Football, maybe that can be remedied against the Giants. And on a really nice note from Matt Eberflus, he began the presser today with prayers for the safety and protection of the people in Florida in regards to the severe weather and the hurricane out there.
Good stuff. Good stuff from him and you, Grody, in the Bears Report. Thank you, sir. We have one more thing.
I
apologize.
Oh, whew. What do you got?
Yeah, no, you almost forgot.
Come on by. What do you got?
We really enjoyed 2 weeks ago getting a chance to play you our new song.
Oh, no, you're not playing me another song, are you?
We have another new song.
Oh, no.
Here's the big news. Here's the big news about this song. There is no role for Danny Parkins on this song.
Oh, wow. So wait, is this solo Spiegel? Did Parkins finally get fired from the fun songs?
No, I was late this morning. I missed the recording session. Shane stepped in, and Spiegel gave him basically no work. And then he was like, oh, there's not enough Shane. Even though he wrote the song and gave the assignment. And we'd like you to review for us Won't Throw Now.
Because they won't throw now, Mark.
You get it.
Well, we won't throw now. No, we won't throw now. Could be 3rd and 6 wide receivers flanked out, but we won't throw now. Getsy's new in town. Won't be pushed around.
No, sir.
Yeah, keep Justin Fields from going downtown. Getsy stands his ground. Justin won't throw now. He won't throw now.
Be patient.
Maybe. Now it's a scared Bears town. Not one great QB. Never do we see. In a league with so many passing TDs, still the Bears get clowned. And we won't throw now.
We won't throw now.
Justin will figure it out. He won't throw a knife.
We need patience,
but we must throw now.
Yeah, we must throw now. Please, good Lord, please throw now.
Your review, sir?
Guess what, gentlemen? You just became number one on my fun list. That is automatic number one for now. It was pretty good. I mean, like, Shane was not awful at all.
No,
so,
he was asked to sing the words, be patient. Two words.
Yeah.
And need patience.
I can't. There's not a lot of that I can make fun. A scared Bears town. It's a scared Bears town, you know? Yeah. I walk out these doors and I just see fear, you know?
Yeah.
You feel me on the scared Bears town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Not allowed to go downtown, you know?
Right. Yeah, not allowed to go downtown. Yeah. You guys kind of, like, this is an awkward position I'm in because it just. There was no horrid tones in that song. So, I don't know, Parco. You may have just lost your gig to the Shane. I don't know.
There's some people who say it's a yin without a yang, that it needs...
Professional singer sing song.
That's true. What about Tanny? Does Tanny get the next shot or what? I know he's shaking his head right now. Yep, I knew it.
No one gives a nice, kind laughter like you do, Grody.
That's true. I'm trying to make everybody feel good today. But no, I really actually enjoyed that. It wasn't horrible.
So. Wow, what a shift.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
No, you did. Good job, guys. Bears. Bye.
Bears. Wow. It's a great song.
Speaks, this just hit me. Are you stopping Justin Fields from going downtown like Dustin stops Jalen Johnson from going downtown?
Yeah, Justin can't go downtown. Jalen Johnson can. I just had the same thought.
Luke Getsy is stopping Justin from going downtown.
Okay.
Getsy doesn't want him to because he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
And anybody who's got a bad quad, also not allowed downtown. You know, that's how we feel about limpers. We don't like limpers down here. That's what Dustin is doing.
All of a sudden, he can't eat.
Not saying he can't have dinner. Just don't do it downtown. There's stairs over there.
In fairness, Jalen Johnson's like the second or third best player on the Bears, so Justin Fields has been so bad, like I can kind of see Grody's point from his box score. Like Justin's been so, it's like, hey, maybe he shouldn't go out. Watch the film. Of course not. Ridiculous. But anyway, you guys crushed it. I'm sorry I missed the recording session.
So are we.
Yeah, I know you are. Next Wednesday?
No one says it can't be the three of us.
Oh, we'll see?
Just put Danny back in there.
Well, here's the thing. We have opened the door now to Shane involvement, and this thrills me, because who knows where we could go? Who knows what the options are?
I don't know.
Now, maybe he can ask his good friend Pat Mahomes to be on a track.
Yeah, I mean, I am a pretty good singer, I'd say. A little bit more twangy than most people. We could do a country song. Maybe some Merle Haggard or... The Highwayman?
I don't know what song would be a good fit for that voice, but I'm going to think about it a lot.
you found weird vocal fits before. You've worked with me.
Uh-huh. Friends in Low Places?
There you go.
Yeah, I've got friends in low places.
It's perfect.
Where the whiskey drowns and the beer.
We have some breaking stadium news, not Bears related, that we can share on the other side. And you can get your questions in for one last thing. Text and Twitch them in. We'll do that today. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
Come on into Ryan Field in November, baby.
Give them one last thing in a minute. Some questions are coming in. Let's get some good ones. Text line and Twitch. Yeah, Danny Ecker of ChicagoBusiness.com is reporting that Northwestern plans to tear down Ryan Field and build a modern, smaller capacity stadium on the site. The $800 million project would be privately funded and set up the venue to host concerts, among other non-football events. He notes that Northwestern still needs approval from the city of Evanston for the project. The school aims to demolish the current stadium after the 2023 football season with the goal of debuting the new venue for the 2026 season, still not finalized, where games would be played in the meantime.
Well, the deep purple pockets up there at Evanston, dip it in.
Yeah, where are they going to get them?
Never mind. But
that's going to be a tough one.
Oh, but, you know, they get what they want facility-wise. They find it.
They're going to have the money.
The basketball arena is quite a thing, and Pat Fitzgerald has gotten himself the workout facilities and the training center.
Yeah,
that he has wanted.
It's like $270 million lakefront athletic complex for all the sports teams.
One of the nicest ones in all of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And now, Pat, despite, by the way, this moment being a really bad one for the football team.
I loved how Bernstein said it the other day. It's so true. He's like, how did they work it out that when they're good, they get attention, and when they're bad, no one cares. And it's so true. It's like, oh, Northwestern's bad. Yeah, of course. Good for you, Northwestern. Yeah. You made it to the tournament. You won a bowl game.
That's why you don't leave. That's why you don't leave. You're in a spot like that where you can have a couple years like this.
It
pays well. And also, it's just like the expectations are what they are. Like, hey, a good year every once in a while. There it is. It's not happening now. But can I just say one quick thing about the concerts? That area for an outdoor venue of that size would be lovely. Like, people know Space in Evanston, which is a great music venue. Out of Space is a thing that they've been doing in the summers for a couple years now. And they've been, like, having concerts on a golf course or, like, having concerts on, like, whatever spare area there is. Like, to have a little stadium there in Evanston for concerts could be awesome.
Yeah, all new facilities are great for if you don't have to pay for it, right? Just pretty much across the board. It's a good thing because, fine, Northwestern football is not your thing, but I don't know what the capacity of this place would be. They say smaller, so I don't know. What 40,000?
The drawings are very nice.
It's beautiful.
They're very attractive. Lots of purple. Interesting.
It's a good choice for the renderings of the stadium.
So much purple inside. My goodness.
But the idea, I mean, I think it'd be awesome to have another outdoor concert venue because it does look like this would be like stands covered, but which is awesome. I don't know. We don't really have a stadium like that, but the soccer stadium in Kansas City looks exactly like that. Obviously smaller than what this would be, but where all of the stands are covered by the roof.
Yeah.
But the soccer field is open air, so they can play in the elements and great concerts there. That's more of like a 15,000-16,000 person capacity. But that place looks awesome. And there we go. Let's do it. I don't think it would affect anything for the Bears and anything like that, right? No reason for it to?
No.
Like new stadiums or financing or anything like that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how they fund it, how they're going about funding it. It'd be pretty interesting if you got both Northwestern and the Bears trying for public dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it says here that it's going to be privately funded.
100% private?
That's what it says. I don't know. It says the $800 million project would be privately funded. So that's what we were joking. Like, how would they get the money?
Right.
The Ryan family and Northwestern's multi-billion-dollar endowment would be my guess as to how they're going to get the money. But probably the Ryan family, mostly.
Yeah.
Want to answer some questions?
I like questions.
Before we do that, actually, what is the craziest thing you guys have seen on TV over the course of the show? Because I saw a house in Naples floating.
Yeah, a bunch of floating houses was jarring and made me not pay attention to you. And that was a great part of the day.
I saw bull sharks swimming in the streets of Fort Myers.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Someone swimming in their own home in Naples.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
I saw the Rachel Ray show still on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That was weird to see up there.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Can't believe that still has lasted.
Why is she still at home?
Yeah. I don't know.
I saw some ESPN NFL Gab Fest that looked useless.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I saw Layla doing the 5 o'clock news.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
Not useless. That's good.
Not at all useless.
No, we were talking
crazy. Wait, what how dare you say that?
Yeah. What? No, Danny? We were talking about weird things. Then you guys mentioned that. It doesn't strike me.
Not interesting.
No.
Weird in any
Danny
way.
Danny Parkins.
That's no. All right, Clark the Cub. Stop.
Oh, Clark the Gunman. Now it's out there publicly. Clark.
Well, Shane shared and he DM'd him too.
Yeah, he went into Shane's DMs and he offered to be the new third base coach. Mm-hmm.
Shane, in confidence, Reardon. We all
know. Exactly. Yeah. Offered to be the new third base coach for the Odyssey softball team. And Lawrence responded like, stay out of Odyssey business or stay out of whatever. Stay in your lane. And I can't help picturing third base coach Clark the Cub frantically waving you home when he shouldn't.
It will happen. Next year, Tanny and I were talking about this yesterday before I reached out to Big Ant Heron to offer him a roster spot next year.
Yeah.
We will lean into the resources we have to make this a very public softball league.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The entertainment factor or value will be high.
Oh,
it'll
man.
Be high.
You got me. Like, Anthony Heron on the team, Cody Decker every once in a while, my stepdaughter.
Yep.
And
which is far down on the list. No offense to Zoe.
No. I think the bat boy's got to try harder. He's going to get fired.
Yeah, you're going to have season tickets. You're going to be at every game.
Well, and
Spee's got a PSL.
Thanks for your endowment, Spee.
Yeah, you got it.
You're well endowed.
Privately funded. It's all privately funded.
Yeah. Now, people know if they DM me, that's fair game, especially nudes. Yeah. Put those out there. Go ahead, like, send me your nudes. Whatever.
And thing about Clark the Cub, it's always nudes.
It's always nudes. Yeah.
No pants.
Yeah.
Shane and I talked about it. Like, it's probably clear. Nudes. It's clear everyone hates. They think it's the Scores team. It's not. It's an Odyssey team. But everyone hates the Score team, quote unquote. Ernie, you heard him yesterday. The WGN guys. It said everyone in the league was like rooting against the Odyssey team the other day. You just have to lean into that.
Yeah.
So make it a spectacle. Bring out Clark the Cub. You know, like just be that team. Lean into it. Man.
Yeah. How about Ron Coomer for batting practice?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. I get Ozzy out there for a night. Oh, he's Ozzy at shortstop. He's a contributor.
I just found out today, by the way, that Ozzy thought my tattoo was fake and BS.
What?
Yeah, so we'll get him out there next year and make sure he understands.
Leading off for Odyssey, Scott Podsednik.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Brian Anderson, no problem. Yeah.
All right, game on now.
Yep.
GN, how's that feel? Oh, wait, probably
bring
pretty
out
good.
Whoever I have to bring out.
Man.
I'm going to not say anything mean.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Yeah.
God. Oh, man. Everything's just reset now.
No, we were so good. We'll answer your questions next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on The Score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
So let me ask you a question.
I just want to ask you.
Is there some question?
One question.
I mean, is that really a question? This has been a good session.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
Come on, man. It's a stupid question.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that?
I just want to ask you. One question.
Anybody? Yeah, man, that's a stupid question.
I just want to ask you one question.
It's a stupid question. You should be equipped to answer.
All right, I did answer.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a stupid question.
You got the answer to the question. And you should be able to handle a stupid question.
I did.
I just want to ask you.
But that's a great question.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Just one thing to add from the last segment. It would be about a 35,000-person capacity at Northwestern at the new stadium that they're proposing. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Pretty small.
That's bad.
They don't have a huge fan base.
Wow.
Have you been to an Ohio State game or a Wisconsin game there?
Wisconsin, yeah.
And it's more red than purple.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
It's a sensible size for their fan base and market size.
We haven't done it in a while, but you remember the rules. We have to end the show with your questions. You text them in, you Twitch them in. Shane gathers them and asks them. We all answer. What do we got, Shane?
I don't know what the context is here from the 630, but this is for Spiegs. I could have looked it up, but I did not. Spiegs, have you ever edited or thought about editing your Wikipedia page?
You know, when that texter mentioned it, I went over there and I realized it's been recently edited, and the answer is no. So I don't know. I don't. There's somebody who knows a lot about me who has taken.
Okay. All right. From the 630, Tanny, have you ever edited or thought about editing Spieg's Wikipedia page?
No, but now I've thought about it.
Oh boy!
Now that I know that he has one, and it's probably some false information on there, I'm very interested now.
Well, people should definitely. Like you guys always say when we hold up like a whiteboard or something, right? People should not go and put in funny things on Spieg's Wikipedia page.
No, when Swirsk the other day at Bulls Media Day held up that sign that said 670 the score, I hope that no one edited that sign and put something else on it.
Yeah, we don't want people to do that.
No.
It would not be funny if you put funny things on Spieg's Wikipedia page that may or may not be true. I don't even have a Wikipedia page.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, that was
You have a very thorough Wikipedia
page. It's alarmingly thorough.
What's next?
From MPAT75 on Twitch, does everyone have a condiment drawer? You got a condiment drawer at home?
Condiment drawer?
Where you put like your packets of extra sauce?
No.
No.
Just the shelf in the fridge.
I don't save the condiments. I usually request not to get them.
Yeah, the drawer is kind of problematic because then you throw other stuff in the drawer, then it pierces the condiment. So like I use one of my daughter's old kids' cups, and like if that's really all you need is enough soy sauce and mustards in there and ketchups to fill a little bit kids' cup. If you if you need more than that, you got a problem. Right. So just keep a small cup around. Yeah, it can be helpful, but not a drawer, no.
This might come to you as a surprise, but I make the majority of my own condiments. I think that it's easier that way.
It's easier.
I think it's easier that way. Definitely. So no, I don't. Connor O'Donnell, our video guru, trying to stir the pot a little bit here, wants to know what our rankings are for funnest members of the show. Our fun members, our fun rankings for members of the show.
Fun member, that's a different topic altogether. Yeah.
Shane won.
Yeah, but like and negatively.
And then a three-way tie for last.
But I think the fun portion for me is negative because I can get fired so much easier than you guys can.
Mm.
I end up being more fun because I say things that can get me fired.
Is the question on the air, like who has the most fun in life?
Probably both.
Okay.
Oh, in life.
In life, Speaks might be number one. A lot of gigs out there.
I have a lot of fun. I got lucky and set up some fun in my life.
A lot of things to do between like Balbo and Randolph on Michigan where all the tours are.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're in from Ames, Iowa, you got to make the most of the town.
You got to see
really
the
do.
Bean.
I would say on the air, Tanny might be the most fun.
Yeah,
there's true. Very little non-fun that comes out of Tanny.
Yeah.
And everything else is about fun.
Doesn't really take much seriously. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, Danny, you're not,
I guess I'm last.
You're not coming up.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I get it. Dude. My life ain't very fun right now.
I'll throw in another vote for myself, and that means I'm just alone. It's like to hang with myself, be alone. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the
Danny, you can be pretty fun on the text thread. Danny can be pretty fun there.
Oh, thanks.
nobody sees it, though.
I don't understand the reference.
Well, no, you got me good. You got me laughing so hard until last weekend when you said that Chelios was going to meet me again.
Oh, thanks. That's what I get. That's what I'm funny?
Yeah, that's when you shine the best.
Oh, boy. This is just an innocent thing.
I think I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
Need to wrap. We got a cup game. We got a cup game tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to be sick
tomorrow.
So the
they'll
game
be at
too.
Home. We'll be okay.
From the 414, will that song you played for Grody be on iTunes? Speaks, where can you find all of the parody songs?
We have them up on the Score site, and I will update the SoundCloud page to get them all there. But yeah, I will retweet. Cody went ahead and popped it up there for us already.
Yeah, it's on the 670 The Score Twitter feed. Mm-hmm. You can click that link there already. That's all I've got here. Let me see if there's anything recent in the tech. After hearing all your music, this is from the 847, I'd like to know what rock band is the favorite by all four of you guys individually.
Rock band.
Rock band.
Tanny, you have a favorite rock band?
The Black Keys, probably. Love the Keys.
I mean, I'd say the Stones. It's sentimental. Stones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there with Tanny for favorite rock band, Black Keys, or Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
I think the two records that Brittany Howard did before she went solo for Alabama Shakes, top tier.
I'll say The Band. It's old, but The Band, I love the mix of all different styles that became their version of rock and roll.
From the 331, one last thing. Why won't you play more Joey Zamboni audio? I haven't heard a good call from him lately.
Yeah, Joey Zamboni. Let's get his name right, folks.
Brendan Collins, very good off speed. It's nothing like his, though. Freeze it like pay raises at a poorly run cryogenics laboratory.
Redirect.
That's incredible.
And from the 773, just an FYI, Spotify has you named Danny Parking, by the way.
No.
That can't be right.
I hope that's not right. I see Parkins and Spiegel, and for, you know what does come up, though, when you search my name on Spotify? Burst and Pod.
Nice,
it does?
Baby.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Yeah, no, I don't see Danny Parking. Candy, you should have fact-checked that before you said
Sorry. I'm always giving you bad ones.
Yeah, a lot of bad info out there. Thank you to our guests today. We had quite a few. We had Mark Grody, Dave Wanstead, Trey Wingo, and Boomer Esiason. We're all on today's radio program. We're on after Cubs baseball each of the next 2 days. Pat Manley scheduled to join us on Friday. Tomorrow will be Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel. On the show tomorrow. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell for the Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. That's part of the outcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.